Today will be Ezra Hashem be learned Daf Lamed Hei of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we will learn about include: the Gemara continues its discussion about the clothing of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, about the uniqueness of the fabric, and other points about the Big Day Lavan of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara brings three stories about Hill, Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim, and Yosef at Tzadik, who overcame their respective challenges for the sake of Torah and for the sake of Hashem, who serve as examples to negate anyone's claim that similar challenges prevented them from learning Torah and serving Hashem. The next Mishnah continues with the Avodas Yom Kippur and describes the Seder of the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol while performing Smicha on his par using the Shem HaMefarish. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Lishkas HaParva. The Lishkas HaParva was a chamber in the Azara where the skins and hides of the Karbanos Oila were processed and salted. On the roof of this Lishka was a mikveh that was used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Gemara will give the reason as to why this chamber was called Lishkas HaParva. Parashal Kohen Gadol. Among the karbanos brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim is the Parashal Kohen Gadol, a bull which was purchased with the Kohen Gadol's own personal funds. The Kohen Gadol performs vidu twice on this animal, once on behalf of himself and his immediate household, and a second time on behalf of all of the Kohanim. The par is then shechted, and the blood is sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim and on the Pareches, and the animal is then burned outside of Yerushalayim. Smicha. This refers to the mitzvah for a person who is bringing a korban to place his hands and lean with all his might on the head of his korban before it is slaughtered.